in Arizona. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
That's in the legislature. State Rep. Annalise Ortiz and other Democrats chanting at Republicans for ending discussion and adjourning amid attempts to repeal a near total ban on all abortions looming after Arizona's Supreme Court upheld an abortion ban dating back to 1864. Former President Trump said while campaigning that Arizona ban goes too far and it will be straightened out.
Former President Trump's first stop in Georgia, Chick-fil-A, where he urged Atlanta's black community to back him.
I've done more for the black community than any other president since Abraham Lincoln.
Trump, who lost Georgia in 2020, is back in the state to raise money.
Fox's Mark Meredith in Atlanta. In New York, a third Trump attempt this week to delay his first criminal trial was rejected by a judge. He calls it election interference. Jury selection is supposed to start Monday. The former president, charged with falsifying records related to 2016 payments to keep quiet an affair he denies having. At the White House, President Biden honored Japan's prime minister at a state dinner.
We've been brought together the same hopes, the same values, the same commitment to democracy and freedom.
Today, they and the president of the Philippines will hold talks on threats China poses, threats that FBI Director Christopher Wray may discuss at a House hearing.
Wray says the FBI opens a new investigation into China every 10 hours. Some of those investigations could be opening right here in the United States after a surge of Chinese nationals crossing the southern border near San Diego, home to the U.S. Navy's 3rd Fleet, 2 Marine Corps bases, and West Coast SEAL teams.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, one person's dead and 5 injured after a shooting in Washington, D.C. Several others were hurt when gunfire interrupted a Muslim end of Ramadan celebration in Philadelphia. The Biden administration is finalizing new rules to expand background checks on more firearm sales, like online and at gun shows. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A wrench thrown in the works in Congress on a key national security tool.
19 Republicans voted against advancing a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, which the intelligence community says is vital to stopping terror threats. Populist Republicans like Chip Roy of Texas were against the bill because it lacked a requirement for a warrant.
The American people are tired of the same old in this town. Civil liberties matter, and this bill wasn't good enough.
FISA 702 allows for the warrantless surveillance of foreign persons, but those wanting reform say it's been used to target political opponents. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump posted on Truth Social, kill the FISA program, claiming it was illegally used against him and many others, spying on his 2016 campaign. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says they'll regroup and keep trying, saying it's too important for national security to let that FISA section expire. From FISA to FAFSA.
A House Education Subcommittee discussed the botched rollout of FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Technical problems resulted in a delay in college students getting loans. Mark Kantrowitz, president of a company called Cerebly, was one of the witnesses.
There are 2.8 million fewer FAFSAs filed this year as compared with the same time last year. The drop in college enrollment may be worse than during the pandemic, causing some colleges to close.
He said a focus on student loan forgiveness programs may be in part to blame for the failures. But Education Secretary Miguel Cardona told a House Appropriations Subcommittee that's not true. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling before a wholesale inflation update this hour. The day after a sell-off reacted to consumer prices rising more than expected last month. The Masters, golf's first major tournament of the year, was supposed to tee off now at Augusta in Georgia, but bad weather has delayed the start, now set for 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.